Yeah, Baruch Hashem, we have a packed parsha, a double parsha yet again. Bahar Bichu Kosai. So let's go through some beautiful ideas on the parsha. So right in the beginning, the Sfas Emes and the Pasuk Vayidaber Hashem El Moshe Bahar Sinai Lemor, and the question, of course, that Rashi asks and all the others ask, the connection between Shemitah and Har Sinai. So it says the Sfas Emes, the Indian of Shvisa, the Indian of resting from the work on the land, it's Bitul Teva. It's to be Mevatel, to remove a person's self from the world of Teva, the world of nature. She Kirvanu Hashem Yisbarach Lefnei Har Sinai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought us closer to Har Sinai. He elevated us to the level of Malachim. And Bnei Yisrael has the ability, Yesh Koch Bnei Yisrael, Latzeis Min HaTeva. We have the wherewithal to remove ourselves, extract ourselves from the world of Gashmias. We have such an ability. And that's the Os of Shabbos, Mevatel from the Malacha. We remove ourselves from the weekday, the work, and Shemitah as well. Each year, we remove ourselves from the field work. And this is the concept. And each of 7 years and every 7 days, we have this concept of removing ourselves from the Gashmis. Ubiyovel, Od Yoser Yitziah, there's an added level of removal from the Seder of the rest of the world of the science of nature. That's the idea. To extract ourselves, Latzeis Legamrei Me'teva. To remove ourselves entirely from the Teva, through counting the Sphira of Sheva Shabbosel Shanim, counting the 7 years, seven times, Tel Yovel, the Sphira, Aide Sphira, right to Sfas Emes, we're able to somehow draw from the number somehow brings us to the highest level, remove ourselves from the world of science, the world of nature. And that's the concept. And that's the Derech HaTorah, that we're always trying to connect ourselves to something that's Kadosh. That's why Shemitah is connected to Har Sinai. Har Sinai is a connection to Kabbalah Torah, to the Kedusha. And Shemitah also is connecting to Torah, connecting to something Ruchni, to remove ourselves from the world of Teva. Next piece is a short Meshech Chachma. And the Pasuk, Sheish Shanim Tizra Sadecha, 6 years you plant your field, V'sheish Shanim Tizmor Kamecha V'asafta Es Tfuasa. The Meshech Chachma points out that the Indian of Shanim, the 6 years, correspond to Yimei Bereishis, the 6 days of Bereishis. And that's what we have, it says Shabbos, that Lashem is Shabbos Bereishis, Chaim is Shemitah. Shabbos parallels the Shemitah, the seventh year, the seventh day. So that's the parallel. So he just adds, that point is more obvious, but he adds something very interesting, that when it comes to Sheishis Yimei Bereishis, the 6 days, on Yom Shlishi and Yom Shishi, the third day of the week, and the sixth day of the week, it says, Ki Tov Shnei Pamim. Shlishi was a very good day, and the sixth day was a very good day. And he says that parallels the third year and the sixth year of the Shemitah cycle, and that those are the years you have to give Ma'aser Ani. Ma'aser Ani, you give the third year and the sixth year. Years 1, 2, and 4, 5, you give Ma'aser Sheni. But years 3 and 6, you give Ma'aser Ani instead, because Ma'aser Ani is Lahativ Luzulaso, to give someone other than yourself, with a double lashon of Kitov, so the years 3 and 6 parallel the days 3 and 6. I thought a very nice chap by the Meshech Chachma. Then the next one's a short Chavetz Chaim, a very inspiring Chavetz Chaim. It says in the pasuk, the ish ki lo yelo goel, a person sells a property, he doesn't have a goel, someone to help redeem. V'sig yado, he's able to somehow come up with the money on his own. So the din is a matzah kedei kilasa, he's able to redeem his land back. So says the Chavetz Chaim, just a very simple idea. Al yachshav adam, a person should never think, ki ein eitza im ein lo krovim, I have no relatives, there's no hope for me, I've got no connections, I have no pull, I have no relatives who are high up, powerful, controlling, wealthy, rabbinic, who am I? Ein lo krovim. Sof, ye ki yagia lemadregas v'sigu yada v'nigal. The Torah tells us there'll be a time where you will be self-sufficient. You'll be capable on your own. You have to have emuna bitachon. Sheyuchal ligol etzachmo. You have the ability to redeem yourself. Sometimes we have the ability because we have relatives, parents, friends, neighbors who can help us out of a situation. Sometimes people are not so zocha, but there the Torah tells us HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you the ability, give you the strength to redeem yourself from whatever situation a person might find himself in. The next one is on the next parsha in Bichukosai, Heilechu, Ves Mitzvosai, Tishmeru, Vasisim Osam, from the Petuche Chotim. Yaakov Buchatzer, hard to read, I apologize about this, those who are looking inside, but he points out that G'dola Zuchus HaAvos HaKadoshim V'Imos HaKadoshim, we know the Zuchus of our parents, the Avos, the Imos, were so great. Lezakos is B'nei Banim, the great-great-grandchildren, us, to bring us the Kedusha. And if the children go in the path of the Avos, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to give us great things. So he points out that the Rashi Tevos, Im Bechukosai, Telechu Ves, Aleph, Beis, Saf, and Vav are the Rashi Tevos of Avos. And the Sofri Tevos are Mem, Yud, Vav, Saf, with the Kolel, has a gematria of Imahos. So here we have in the beginning, in Bechukosai Telechu V'mitzvosai Tishmaru. How? How will we have the ability to follow in the path? By following the path of the Avos, Imahos, by the Zuchus Avos, the Imahos, that's how we're going to have the ability. And there's a remes to both these concepts right here. In the beginning, it elaborates, but it's hard to read in this paragraph, the importance of following the derech of our parents and grandparents. The next one is found in the Otsos HaTorah, the Pasuk, V'rotu mikem hamisha mea mea mikem rehava yudofu, v'nofel evechem lefneichem lecharev, and the enemies will chase you, and they will fall in front of you. Rashi writes, Noflim lefneichem shelo kederech kol aretz. Most people, when they fall backwards, but this is going to be a nes, they're going to fall forward. Tzarech lehavin, ma barashi lechadish bazeh, what's the chiddush here? Ubiyosa kashid betchiz hapas, in the beginning, it says, Ratu mikem chamisha mea mea mikem revar yedofu, shemaya tzarech rashi lomar, davar zeshi noflim shelo kederech kol aretz. Fine. So ela kasev benavi, lehavi teach us kisharek davaris galios, when David killed Goliath, V'yipol apanav arza, he fell on his face. He fell forward. The Yalkut Shimoni teaches us, V'apanav lo lachrov, kedesh lo yitzar David, V'yelach v'yach toch es rosho. Because if he fell backwards, David's not going to have to walk the whole length of Goliath to get to his head and chop his head off. El nistakir yudchas amav mele kamaso lefanav, he fell forward, closer to David, so he'd have to walk less to cut off his head. That's what's referring to here, that the enemies fall forward. So that's the idea, in order to have to walk less, to finish the deed of killing the enemies. Next one is also found in Otsa Torah, on the Pasuk, V'zacharti, as Brisi Yaakov, Vav is Brisi Yitzchak, Vav is Brisi Avram, Eskor, Varet Eskor. Rashi writes, there are five places in Tanakh where Yaakov is spelled with a Vav, Mole, and Eliezer is spelled five times without a Vav. U'b'chamisha mekomos, Yaakov not to os mishmosh Eliyahu, five places Yaakov took. He confiscated the Vav of Eliyahu, put in his name as a Ravon, as a collateral, as a guarantee that Eliyahu will come and eventually announce the Gula, the arrival of Mashiach. So he quotes from the Sefer Ach Pri Tavua. He writes, why did Yaakov take Dafka the Vav? Why not another letter? Why was the Vav chosen? So he explains that from the Sefer Nachal Sorek, that Esav B'tchila Hayashimo Asui, his name was initially Asui, Ayin Sin Vav Yud, because he was Asui Benigmar. He was born complete, completely made, full body hair, fully mature. Yaakov was supposed to be called Akev, the heel. The Yodo Chazes Ba'akev Esav, he held on to the heel of Esav. Yaakov took from Esav the Yud, so it went from Esav of Asui to Esav, he took the Yud away, and it went from Akev to Yaakov, he took the Yud, he confiscated the Yud, and he was left without the Yud. U'begula Asid, in the final redemption, Mehei Rabbi Amenu, Yaakov, Yikak Yaakov Esav, Gamas Os Vav. Yaakov is also going to take the letter Vav from Esav. He took the Yud, he's going to take the Vav as well, and it's going to be Yaakov Mole Yud Ayin Kuf Vav Vez. It's going to be Mole, and Esav will become Ash, which means nothing, like dust, worthless. And that's why Dafka Yaakov took from Eliyahu the Vav, because in the future Yaakov is going to take the Vav from Esav. And that's what it means. Yagel Yaakov Yismach Yisrael Yismach Osios Mashiach. It's a reference in the future that he's going to bring about the Mashiach. He holds on to the collateral to guarantee the arrival of Mashiach and the announcement from Eliyahu HaNavi. The next piece and the last piece on this week is found in a sefer called Otzer Chaim. The very last pasuk of the sefer Vayikra tells us, "Eila mitzvos asher tziva Hashem es Moshe el bnei Yisrael bar Sinai." These are the mitzvos that Hashem told Moshe at Har Sinai. So he writes that at the end of sefer Bamidbar, it says slightly different. It says, "Elu Eila hamitzvos vamishbatim asher tziva Hashem biad Moshe el bnei Yisrael barvos Moav." Why does it say there mishpatim and here it says mitzvos, but not mishpatim? So he quotes an Amak Dover from the Netziv, who says, Bahar Sinai, Vayikra was all Bahar Sinai, that which was given, as it says, Bahar Sinai in this pasuk, lo niten li Yisrael koach achidish befal ad bom arvas mav. They did not have the ability to mechadish things. They were given the rules, they were given the facts, the halachas, the mitzvahs, but no ability to innovate. Until they got to arvas moav, then they had the ability of ingenuity, of creativity. Umishumzeh, for this reason, doesn't say mishpatim here. Mishpatim represents the ability to be choker, to be using yudgimel midos shetor nishashabram, to mechadish things. So in Sefer Vayikra, where it was only that which is given Har Sinai, the word mishpatim doesn't appear. But by the time Bamidbar comes around, and they made their way to Arvas Moav, and were given the yudgimel midos shetor nishashabram, and the ability to mechadish, so that's why at the end of Sefer Bamidbar, it says not only mitzvah, but also says mishpatim as well, according to the understanding of the Netziv. Everybody have a wonderful week and a wonderful Shabbos.